Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Cholin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tes. And there are things that we can't do because if someone didn't know any better, it looks like he's shechting for a Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Ein shechting, we're not allowed to shech, lo letech yamim, not into seas, lo letech naharais, nor into rivers. This means that the blood goes into the water. People may think that he's shechting to the Tsar of the Yam, the Malach that's in charge of the sea or the river. Vayitra says the Mishnah, V'leh L'teich Kelim, can't shecht into Kelim because it looks like he wants to hold on to the blood because he wants to take this blood and sprinkle it on an Avodah Zarah or toward an Avodah Zarah. Or else, why would someone want to hold on to the blood? Aval, but Shechet, he can shecht L'teich Uga Shalmayim into a pool of water. Uga is a guma, like a hole. Batrim points out what we learned in Masechtas Moed Katan. Ugiyos, like fanim, where they would make little holes in the ground to fill it up with water next to the vines. It's a little pool. They could scoop it up afterwards. It's not like in a river where it gets lost. So maybe he's also doing it to hold on to the blood and use for another desire. And the answer is, being that it mixes with water, they wouldn't use diluted dam for the Avodah Zarah. Zakta Batanura, but even here too, we're talking about where the water is not 100% clear. But if it's clear, you can't, because then it could be that it looks like he's shechting toward the image that appears in the water. Clear water has an image, like a mirror. Again, you have to understand how the people that served the Avodah Zarah used to think. Vayitra says in Mishnah Ubesvina, let's say someone's on a boat, so Al-Gabi Kalim. He can shecht on top of upside-down kelim. This way the blood pops off and drains down the side into the sea. We don't want him to shecht directly into the sea. Again, people shouldn't say he's shechting to the sea. But the ship captain may not be so appreciative of him shechting and the blood falls on the floor. And then you're saying he can't use a keli either. So the Eitzah is he kind of causes the blood to fall into the sea indirectly. Someone sees him doing that, they chap, he's not thinking about Avodah Zarah. He's just trying to keep the boat clean. Vayter zok de Mishnah, ein shechetin leguma kal ikar. You can't shecht an animal in such a way that the blood falls into a hole. Kal ikar, under any set of circumstances. What does the kal ikar teach us? Even in your house. Why not? He's obviously doing it not to get his floor dirty. And the answer is, this is what the Kananim used to do. It was Chakaminim. The Pasuk says, Evichukaseim loisaleichu. Can't follow their practices. So the Maisa, what's he supposed to do? So to Mishnah, Avul Bar, Oisaguma betaych beisai. You could make a hole in your house, within his house, with Shulshi Yekonis Adam Lesaicha, so that the blood should pour in. What? Didn't we just contradict ourselves? First it says, Ein Shechtin Laguma Kalikar, never into a hole. And the Batnura told us, Beferish, that means even in your house. Now it says, you could make a hole in your house, so the blood flows in there? It's only of a shukla yasekain. Don't do it in the marketplace. So can you do it in your house or can't you do it in your house? So the Gemara explains like this. Matanura quotes the Gemara. You can't shecht into a hole. Can't shecht where the blood flows directly into a hole. That's asr. But what could I do to keep my chatzar clean? What you can do is, you can make a hole. But don't shecht directly over the hole. Shecht over the ground near the hole. And as long as the blood hits the ground first, it doesn't bother me that it drains into the hole afterwards. But that's only in your house. But of a shukla yasekin, in the marketplace, I don't want you to do this, even if the blood doesn't flow directly into the hole. Shlo yechaka es haminim, so you don't be mechazik, lend support to those who don't believe. Someone's going to say, ooh, I see so-and-so, he believes in what we believe in. Yeah, I even saw he was shechting into the hole. People aren't going to give over while he was careful to do it the way Chazal did it. So in your own house, you can use this heter of indirectly draining the blood into the hole, but not on the street. So, chazring over Mishnah test, we learned you cannot shecht into seas, rivers, or even kelim. Problem, it looks like he's shechting to the Tsar Shel Yam by the kelim, it looks like. He's gathering the blood to take away and sprinkle on the Avodah Zarah, towards the Avodah Zarah. You could shecht into a little pool of water, little irrigation holes, because it mixes with water and that can't be used, or they didn't use it for Avodah Zarah. Some say, so in a direct keli also, if there's water there, you could shecht into it. If you're on a ship, so what do I do? Can't do it into a keli, and I can't do it into the water. I don't want the bottom of the ship to be full of blood. The floor of the ship will be full of blood. Must be an Eitzah. So there always is an Eitzah. You just have to know what the Eitzah is. You have to learn what the Eitzah is. You turn the keli upside down and let the blood bounce off the back of the keli into the water. That's okay, as long as it doesn't go directly into the water. You cannot shech directly into a hole. That's what the Knanim used to do. It was derech minas. It was something that if we would do it, it's a siman, oh, you believe in what we believe in. And besides for that, besides for the misconception people are going to have, you're not allowed to do what they do. It says, so, directly into a hole you can't, even in your house. It says, don't do what they do. But in your house, we have a shtickle heter. You can shecht onto the floor and let it go from there into the hole. It could drain from there into the hole as long as it doesn't go directly into the hole. But on the street, in the marketplace, even though you're not mamish doing what they're doing, here I'm scared people are going to say, ah, look, he's doing what the Kananim are doing. He believes in it. So there you can't even do the indirect way of allowing the blood to fall near the hole and to go into the hole afterwards.